Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Now, today is the fifth anniversary of the passing of David Bowie, and it's also the day that the sixth Dublin Bowie Festival kicks off. Unlike other years, obviously the festival is going to be online, and John Brereton is the organiser of the festival, and he joins me now to give me an idea of what's happening all this week. John, how's it going?
How you doing, Cormac? All right?
I'm not too bad, not too bad at all now. This is all very exciting stuff, and this is the 6 years, as I said, and organising this event must have been completely different for you as opposed to the last number of years.
Yeah, very different. I mean, like, there's nothing like being in a venue, as you know well, or on a stage, you know, so it's very different this year. But we pulled it together. We've got some great guests, and we're kicking off tonight. It's going to be 8 days of events. DublinBowieFestival.ie for all info and ticket links and stuff like that. 10 of our 13 events are free, but we are going to put in an optional donation button just because no musicians have earned a penny this year, or, you know, we've lost all our sponsors as well. So it'd be nice if people feel like they want to give a few quid or whatever. No, they don't have to, but they do. Great, you know. But tonight we're kicking off with a vigil for David. Obviously, it's the fifth anniversary. So, we're going to mark that with some videos and some specially commissioned music. And then at 8 o'clock, we've got a very special event called Turn and Face the Strange, which is Shobzy O'Brien, lead singer of a band called State Lights. And he's reimagined Hunky Dory. It's the 50th anniversary of Hunky Dory album, and we're celebrating that this year. And then at 9 o'clock, we've got a big one. Tim Burgess is doing all his listening parties on Twitter.
Tim Burgess of the Charlatans fame.
Yes.
Is he doing one of his listening parties? Is that it?
He is indeed, yeah. So he's doing Hunky Dory as well. And Rick Wakeman, who played piano on Hunky Dory, Life on Mars most famously, is going to be joining him. And Ken Scott, the Beatles Bowie producer. So that's
And how does that work? Because I've heard about a friend of mine, actually, he gets involved in Tim Burgess's listening parties. How do people get involved in that? What way does it work?
You go on to Twitter. Now, you have to be logged into a Twitter user, you know, so obviously that cuts down a few people. But he puts on the album, and you put it on simultaneously yourself on Spotify or on vinyl, hopefully, or CD, and you listen along, and people just comment on it and ask questions maybe of Ken, you know, how'd you get that snare sound there, or that kind of thing, you know, and he will be answering, and people will, you know, just, oh, I love this song, or Life on Mars, what a track, Queen Bitch, brilliant, love it, you know, stuff like that. So it's a very community kind of based thing, you know.
And I see you've got the legendary producer Tony Visconti, who you mentioned. What's he going to be doing?
So his event is on Thursday, the 14th of June, and by the way, when you buy a ticket for the events, they're valid for 48 hours afterwards, so if you can watch it there and then, you can always log in at your leisure afterwards or whatever. But
the stuff is live as well, you can watch it live, and then there's a listen back option for 48 hours.
Exactly, yeah, so that's important, I suppose, to get across. But he's going to be talking about the stories behind the songs, is that title of that event. So he's going to be talking about with Nicholas Pegg, who is the author of The Complete David Bowie, as known as the Bowie Bible amongst fans. And Nick is going to be chatting with Tony about the process of making those songs. So, you know, like, you'd appreciate this, Cormac, you know, sitting in the studio with Bowie and all the players, how the songs came together on record and all. Very interesting.
Yeah, for nerds like me who are, you know, studio nerds, have spent many years, you know, working in them and stuff like that. With listening to Tony Visconti firsthand about what they actually did, it's very exciting, actually. But, you know, there's a certain section of society that, like me, who find that, who really enjoy that kind of stuff. And this is when we faded up the bass. Fantastic. I love that. I love that.
Then the following night, we've got a talk with Rick Wakeman as well. But, like, he played a lot with Bowie, actually, not just on Hunky Dory, played on Space Oddity and Man Who Sold the World as well, and was around them a lot. So,
now tell us a bit about Rick Wakeman, for people who don't know. He was in Yes, as I remember.
He was in Yes.
He's always on with Jules Holland as well, the guy
That's
with
right.
the big
he's
long
on.
Hair. But he's been with, played
That's
with
him.
Everybody. He's a legendary character, isn't he?
Legendary, prog rock kind of god. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever seen him like in a cape and like surrounded by banks of synthesizers. And he done this Henry VIII on ice, I think.
Henry VIII on ice?
Yes.
Yeah, and like it's a bit Spinal Tap the way he looks on stage, isn't it? He's got about 19 keyboards and it's all a bit mad, but he's brilliant.
Karmic. That's why punk was invented.
To wash all that away.
Yes, exactly. But no, he's brilliant. Great. He's really a great talker. He's very funny as well. And yeah, he started off with the Straubs, then met Bowie and done all that, then went into Yes and was a global star, really, you know. So that's going to be very interesting. And he's promised to actually tinkle a few of the Ivories for us as well. So that's going to be a bit of a world exclusive.
Yeah.
So, and then on Sunday, to wrap up the festival on the 17th, we've got a studio chat actually with Ken Scott, who produced Ziggy Stardust and Hunky Dory, and he also produced a lot of stuff with George Martin with the Beatles, the White Album and Magical Mystery Tour and stuff like that. So he's going to be talking with Nick Pegg about the making of Hunky Dory as well. So,
John, you're not messing around. Like, you're not actually trying to sell a pup here at all, because, you know, these people are central to David Bowie's, you know, career in music. Yeah. You know, it's not like the T-Boy who worked on one of his later albums or something like that. These are the dudes. This is it. All
these
the young
dudes,
as it were.
Well, this is a labour of love for 6 years, Cormac, and like our integrity is kind of shining through, I think, our fan love, you know what I mean? We're not out to be a commercial enterprise. We do what we do because we love Bowie, his music, first and foremost, you know, and people get that. And that's why people are signing up to all the big guns, you know. So, I mean, it's great. I mean, Ziggy Stardust's 50th anniversary, 2022. Roll on the vaccine, roll out the vaccine, and let's get into those venues again because we've got a lot of stuff.
That's very exciting. Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah,
even just to be saying stuff like that as well. So remind us again, John, where can people get tickets for this, you know, mega online event?
If they go onto our website, www.dublinbowiefestival.ie, you'll see an events button. Click on that and you'll see all the events. There's 13. Like, we've got Dr. Niamh Shaw talking about life on Mars, her mission to get to Mars as well. So it's not just all about music either.
And, you can learn a bit about science as well.
Yes, of course. Well, Bowie, you see, that's why we do this festival. It's a music and arts festival, really. I mean, normally we have photographic exhibitions, art, literature events, theatre, dance and all that. It's not just about music. So this is a very stunted programme in compared to other years, but it's all we can do, really.
But brilliant
online.
Nonetheless, John, right?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, well, I mean, people love it, you know. So anyway, they log on there. We're on Facebook and YouTube as well, so our free events are free to air on them platforms as well. So if you want to log into our Facebook page, you'll see some of the stuff that's on tonight as well. So
fantastic.
That's
amazing.
Yeah, no,
absolutely amazing. Fair play to you for not just dropping it because we couldn't get together in venues and all that stuff, and to make it happen online. You've got a mega lineup of people as well, especially for Bowie heads. That's a real treat. John Brereton, organiser of the Dublin Bowie Festival, fair play to you. And listen, thanks very much and very good luck with it, okay?
Thank you very much, Cormac.
All right, take it easy, John. Thanks very much.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.